Thursday night, Screen Guild night, when Camel Cigarettes bring you your favorite stars in their greatest motion picture roles. Tonight, it's an outstanding 20th Century Fox picture, a stark and realistic story filled with excitement, terror, and suspense. The Screen Guild players are proud to present Kiss of Death, starring Victor Mature, Richard Widmark, Colleen Gray, and Leon A.
And here are your mugs. You wait here till the judge comes into court. Don't get restless, kiddies. It won't be long now.
Look at that cheap squirt of a guard. For a nickel, I'd grab him, stick both thumbs right in his eyes, and hang on till he drops dead. You're Nick Bianco, ain't you?
Yeah.
Got shot when you was making your break after that Morgan & Jewelry job.
Yeah.
You're a big man. Early Hauser was telling me. He's my legal talent, too. I'm Tommy Udo.
I heard of you.
You did, huh? Imagine me in on a cheap rap like this, big man like me. Picked up just for shoving a guy's ears off his head. Traffic ticket stuff.
Bianco, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, that two-bit assistant DA, what's he want?
Over here, Bianco, by the gate. It's going to be a stiff sentence, Nick. Maybe 20 years. You better get set.
I'm set.
Well, remember what I told you in my office. It still goes. You could get off pretty light if you give me those names. The three other guys who pulled that job with you. I've talked to the judge. I know he'd play ball. Well?
No deal.
Okay, if you ever change your mind, remember my name. Louis D'Angelo, assistant DA. Don't forget, I'm your insurance policy.
You don't give up, do you?
Well, I figured that a guy like you, you'd want to stop and think of your wife.
Don't worry about my wife. She'll be taken care of my way.
And your kids. Two beautiful little girls like that. I should think you'd want to get them back, Nick. I know if they were mine.
Shut up.
I knew I'd touched a nerve. His kids. That big, tough guy was soft about his kids. I filed the thought away for future reference. You know how you do sometimes, and I didn't drag it out until 3 years later. The day that Cullen, my assistant, pointed out an item in the evening paper.
Maria Bianco, age 31, mother of two girls, committed suicide at her home yesterday. Neighbors said that Mrs. Bianco had been brooding for some time over failing health and lack of funds. Nice story, huh?
I wonder if Bianco knows about it.
If he doesn't now, he will. You know, this could be very interesting.
In here, miss. You're about 5 minutes.
Thank you. Hello, Nick. Remember me?
Sure. You're Nettie. You used to take care of my kids. Say, you were just a kid yourself.
That was 3 years ago. I'm almost 20 now.
How you been, Nettie?
All right. Nick, I moved away before it happened.
Yeah?
Maria and I had a fight, so I moved away. Then just last week I heard about it. I met one of the neighbors.
She told you?
Yes. And I felt so bad about the kids. Nick, I feel so sorry about everything.
Thanks. Tell me about Maria. What did you fight about?
About the way she... Well, I really don't remember anymore.
You don't want to tell me, huh?
Tell you what?
What happened? You came here to tell me. Why'd you change your mind? Scared of hurting me? Nettie, I'm a guy you can hurt. It don't matter.
Oh, Nick, I wish it could have been different.
It's all right. It's all right. You just told me. Who was the guy?
Rizzo.
Rizzo? Pete Rizzo?
Oh, Nick, don't feel so bad. I can't stand it. You were always so nice to me. And you don't deserve this. It's wrong.
Yeah. It's wrong.
Time's up, miss. Sorry to break it up, Bianco.
That's all right. I got some thinking to do. Yeah. A lot of thinking to do.
I offered to help you 3 years ago. I'm in no position to offer you that same help now.
I see. The insurance policy has lapsed, huh?
I would say so.
What about my kids?
How do you mean?
Well, could I get to see them?
As payment for...
I'm not doing this for pay. I'm just asking, could I get to see them as a favor if you think you owe me a favor?
Well, I think we can take care of that.
Okay.
Oh, well, one other thing, Nick. I'd like to know why you've changed. Why you're doing this. It'll help me to decide whether you're leveling with me.
Well, when I went up, I told you my family would be taken care of my way. I was wrong. My wife killed herself.
Oh, they didn't take care of her, huh?
No.
All right. Want to tell me about the Morgan & Jewelry job?
Yes.
Who else was with you?
Tony Mangone and Eddie Williams.
Big Ed?
Yes.
Who else?
Pete Rizzo.
Rizzo, eh?
Yeah. Pete Rizzo, my pal.
It was the way he said it. I could tell he hated Rizzo's guts, and that gave me an idea. I rounded up Mangone and Williams. Morgan, the jeweler, identified them, and that was that. But I left Pete Rizzo strictly alone. It didn't take the other two very long to jump to a few mistaken conclusions. They passed the word along. The heat was on, and Rizzo must have started sweating. And not without cause, because a few nights later...
Yes? Come in. She's open.
Hello. You Mrs. Rizzo?
Yes. Who are you? You friend of Pete?
Yeah. Where's the squid?
Not home. Come home late, maybe. After dinner, maybe.
Where'd you go to?
Pete? Oh, I know where Pete goes. He just leave me here in a wheelchair like this. No can walk, no can do nothing. He go uptown, downtown, baseball game. What do you care about me?
I'll find out.
I just take a little look around.
No, you don't go in there. That's bedroom there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All his stuff gone. Nothing left but one lousy old shirt.
Please, I tell
back
you, I
after
don't...
After dinner sometime. You double-crossing squealers, both of you.
What's the matter? I don't know nothing.
So the yellow squid beat it, huh? He took a powder, huh?
Yeah.
Where is he? Where'd he go to? I'm asking you, where's that jerk son of yours? Mm-hmm. He's on a train, huh? Riding nice, huh? Okay, I'll show that squealer something, that jerk... I'll show him how Tommy Udo fixes a dirty rat.
Stop! Why you push my chair? Why you take me?
Shut up! This is for even knowing a squealer.
No! Not outside! I no can move. It's bad. I'm sick.
Ah, you ain't sick. You ain't sick at all. Not yet.
No! Not the stairs! Please!
No! Now you're sick.
Nick, I sent the morning paper up to you. Get a chance to read it?
You mean about Rizzo's mother? Yeah.
Yeah, didn't take him long to go to work. Kind of messy, huh?
Rizzo had it coming.
Well, anyway, it proves they don't suspect you. That'll be good in case I need you again.
You mean you want to keep me down here? Keep me stooling?
Well, now, let's put it another way. Let's say I want to keep you down here so Cullen can take you out to see your kids, say, once a week.
Okay.
You feel bad about working with me, Nick?
No. When do I see my kids?
Well, Cullen will drive you out to Nyack tomorrow. After that, as I promised, once a week. Nick, you're sure you know your own mind? You're sure you'll stick with us?
I know what I want. Yeah, I'll stick.
Think about that Nick Bianco. He never said very much, but what he said, he meant. That next week, he helped me get another conviction, one I'd never have gotten without him. And he was smart, very smart. The mug he helped me send up the river never had the slightest suspicion. Yes, Nick was playing ball, all right, but it wasn't just for fun. He was waiting for something, and I knew what. And the end of the month, I gave it to him.
Oh, honest, Nick, I couldn't believe it. When the landlady said it was you, I just... What happened, Nick?
I got a parole.
A parole? Oh, that's wonderful. Have you had your dinner?
Uh-uh.
Well, you must be hungry.
Yeah, I am. Gee, Nettie, it's...
Waited because I love you. I've always loved you ever since I was a kid.
The phone.
Let it ring. Who cares?
It might be for me. I left your number. Hello?
Hello, Nick. That you?
Yeah, it's me.
Tonight, Nick, a jive joint in Harlem. It's called Sunset Number 2. Your man is there now. Get it?
I got it.
Be careful, Nick.
Yeah. I'll be careful.
Nick, what is it?
Sorry, Nettie. I gotta go.
Hey, waiter, another bottle of champagne. Keep it coming.
Sure thing, Mr. Udo.
Hey, waiter, do you think you can jam another table in here?
Hey, nobody sits in front of Tommy. Well, what do you know? The big man.
Hello, Tommy.
Nick, you're out, huh? What a thing. Sit down, Nick. We'll make it fun.
Thanks.
Yeah, you'll be jumping in a couple hours. Always hard when you first get out. Takes you a while to get started, but this place will do it. Always come here when I'm sprung. How do you like that music, Nick? Huh? Right upstairs. What do you got to do, Nick? What's on the line?
Well, I ain't figured yet, Tommy. I got to have some fun first. I'm 3 years behind.
It's talking. You heard about me, didn't you?
No.
In all the papers.
Yeah?
Picked me up for a murder rap, that Larry Young job. It was in all the papers.
Yeah? They let you go?
Oh. Oh, the bullshit. Sure. Didn't have no evidence. Nobody seen me do it, did they? This place is dead. It's sour. Let's get out of here. Go have some fun. What do you say, pal? We go?
Well, I...
Well, what?
Well, like I said before, I'm 3 years behind. Well, what did you get, Nick? Did Udo give you anything?
Yeah, plenty.
Including a big head.
Well, you'll get over that. What's the dope?
Well, there was someone who saw the shooting. A fellow called Sammy, a sort of a panhandler.
Yeah?
He was coming up to get a buck from Larry Young when Udo came along and started shooting. Udo said Sammy saw the whole thing and then beat it.
Sammy who?
That's the only name.
Okay, we'll find him. We'll find Sammy, and we've got a case. Then we put you on the stand, and that clinches it.
Wait a minute. You mean I got to go to court? Let Udo and all of them know I've been squealing?
That's right, Nick. I'll need your testimony. It's the only way I can be sure of getting a conviction.
Suppose I won't play.
Well, you have no choice.
You mean you could kill my parole?
Oh, I wouldn't do it myself, but my boss, the head man, well, might be a little annoyed.
Look, I've got a couple of kids. I'm bringing them home. I found a little house up there in Nyack. If Udo ever gets near those kids...
How could he, Nick? I tell you, my case will be open and shut. Udo's going to the chair. And remember, that's the last thing we'll ask of you. After that, you'll be free.
Well, that'll help.
Good. Now go on home and get some sleep. I'll call you tomorrow.
Could you make it the next day, Mr. D'Angelo?
Why not tomorrow?
Well, you see, tomorrow I'm getting married. Huh?
Your lunch to take along to work. Nick, you weren't even listening.
Well, sure, I wasn't, Eddie. I heard every word.
Nick, you worrying?
About what? What have I got to worry about?
That piece in the paper today. It said Tommy Udo's case was going to the jury.
So what? He'll get the chair. He hasn't got a chance. Mr. D'Angelo was telling me that... I'll take it. Hello?
Hello, Nick. I'm glad I got you.
Hello, Mr. D'Angelo.
Nick, I'm afraid I got some bad news for you. The jury has just brought this verdict in.
What?
Not guilty.
Not guilty?
We put Sammy on the stand and he backed right down. They must have thrown a scare into him. Udo went free as soon as the verdict was read.
Did, huh?
We put a tail on him, but he's pretty fast, so keep your eyes open. You better come in and see me tomorrow. We'll help you every way we can. I'm sorry, Nick.
Yeah. So am I. Thanks for calling, Mr. D'Angelo.
Watch yourself, fella. Good night.
Good night.
Mr. D'Angelo, what did he want?
Oh, nothing. He just...
Nick, was it Tommy Udo? Is he...
Forget it. I'm tired. Come on, let's get to sleep.
Hello?
lying here and...
What's that?
Just the back screen door. The wind blew it shut. Oh, Nick, what is it? What's making you so jumpy?
Nothing. Forget it. I just can't fall asleep, that's all.
Since Mr. D'Angelo fought, you're listening for something. You've been lying there all night listening for something. Maybe I can help, Nick. Why don't you tell me?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You'd read all the papers anyway. Yeah, you can help me. Nettie, they let Tommy Udo off.
Oh, Nick!
He's loose.
After what you did?
Yeah.
The police, we'll call them.
No, the cops can't help. Look, Nettie, I've got to talk to you. No use hiding it. He's going to come sometime.
You can go away.
Rizzo went away. Remember what happened to Rizzo's old lady?
Was that Tommy Udo who did that?
Yeah, that was Tommy Udo.
We can all go away together.
No, I'm on parole. Anyway, he'd find us. Too many mugs know me. I'm a guy they don't like anymore. Wherever we went, we'd be sitting like this at night waiting for him.
Nick, it won't happen. We won't let it happen.
That's right, Nettie. Not if you help me. Help me play it my way.
Oh, anything, anything.
Okay, start packing. I'll dress the kids.
No?
Now, I'll call a cab, get you down to the station. You and the kids get out of town upstate. I know a place in the country.
Nick, I don't want to go without you.
You got it, Nettie. We're going to play this my way.
Yes, you want something, mister?
You're Luigi, ain't you?
Yes, you hear of my famous dinner, eh?
I'm not after food. I'm looking for Tommy Udo.
Mr. Udo? He's not here.
Tell him Nick Bianco wants to see him.
But he's not here. He has not been here.
It's all right. For him, I'm here.
Hello, Tommy.
Where the big man? My pal. You want to talk to me?
To you, yeah. Not to that character you brought in with you.
Shut up, who asked you anything? My pal wants to talk to me. Come on, scram.
Sure, Tommy, sure. Do anything you say.
You fooled me, Nick. And that takes a big man. Yeah, big man.
Play it straight, Tommy. I squealed on you. You got a right to be sore. Now, what are you going to do about it?
I ain't going to do nothing. You did nothing to me. They acquitted me, didn't they? Who cares what you did except a lot of squits? We're going right on being pals, you and me. We're going to have some fun together. Lots of fun, just like we used to. You got a wife and kids, ain't you, pal?
Look, Tommy...
They're going to have some fun, too. I'm going to enjoy meeting your family.
Lay off of them, Tommy.
Why, huh? Kids like to have fun. We'll all have some fun together. You and me... And your wife and your kids.
I'm telling you, lay off of them.
Is that all you've got to say to me?
Okay. I hoped you'd listen to reason. But if you want trouble, you're going to get it. Leave me and my family alone, or maybe I ain't through singing. You told me plenty when you were liquored up, and I ain't forgetting any of it. You gave me enough to burn you 100 times. Yeah, you even told me where I could find the witnesses.
Oh, you jerk.
Sit down, Tommy. No use reaching in your coat. You ain't carrying anything. You're dumb, but you're not that dumb. You're a 3-time loser. You'd get life if they found a gun on you. Just get this, Tommy. Touch my family and you'll hear singing like you'd never heard before. Now beat it. Go peddle your papers. Go on, blow!
That's it.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
Luigi. Yes, sir?
Is that Mr. Udo's car out there in front?
Yes, sir, that's it.
That's what I thought. You got a phone here?
In the back there, a booth.
Thanks. D'Angelo?
Oh.
I was hoping I'd find you in. It's me, Nick.
Yeah, where are you?
Listen,
you all right?
How long would it take you to get some squad cars and meet me on 125th Street?
About 20 minutes. Why?
I found Tommy Udo.
You did?
I just talked to him. I tried to scare him off, but it didn't work. So I'm going to hand him to you on a silver platter the way you want him, with a gun in his hand.
Nick, listen, for heaven's sake.
I'm setting him up for you, Mr. D'Angelo. He's laying for me outside this place in a black sedan. I've needled him to the point where he's got to get me. You said 20 minutes, I'll allow you 25. Then I'm going out through the door.
No, Nick, wait. You're off your beam.
He'll shoot to kill, Mr. D'Angelo. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Bring your cars in from both ends of the streets. Don't come with sirens or he'll throw the gun away.
But, Nick...
Now, get it. The place is Luigi's. 125th Street, just east of 8th. Got that? Luigi's.
Luigi's. Okay.
Hey, Nick.
What's the matter, big man? You turned yellow? You used to do your own shooting.
Give me that gun. You lousy squirt, I'll show you.
Stand back,
everybody. Stand back. Nick. Get him?
Uh-huh. Alive and with a gun in his hand. Thanks, Nick.
It's okay.
Sometimes a story like Nick's does turn out all right. Mr. D'Angelo got what he wanted. Nick got what he wanted. And I got all I ever wanted. I got Nick.
And now a final word of thanks to our stars for a magnificently exciting half hour. Believe me, we're all deeply grateful.
Well, as an old radio actor, I'm always glad to get back to a microphone, especially when it's for such a wonderful cause as the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house and hospital, all largely supported by this program.
Very nicely put, Richard.
Yes, and that goes for all of us,
and for more reasons than one.
What do you mean, Vic?
Well, I'm glad to report that the makers of Camels are continuing to send free cigarettes each week to the men in servicemen's hospitals, as they have for many years. This week, among other hospitals, free Camels are being sent to Veterans Hospital in Tacoma, Wisconsin, U.S. Army Madigan General Hospital, Tacoma, Washington, U.S. Marine Hospital, Detroit, Michigan. That makes a total of more than 180 million cigarettes that the Camel people have sent to servicemen and veterans. Happy smoking, fellas. Your free Camels are on their way to you now.
The Screen Guild players are directed by Bill Lawrence. The adaptations are by Harry Cronman. Remember, Thursday night is Screen Guild night. And next week, you'll be tickled silly at the hilarious antics of two of your favorite motion picture stars. A gay, delightful comedy, Take a Letter, Darling, starring Rosalind Russell and Fred McMurray. Be sure to listen. Kiss of Death, based on a story by Eliezer Lipsky, was presented through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of Apartment for Peggy. Victor Mature can be seen in Cry of the City and is currently starring in C.B. DeMille's Samson and Delilah. Richard Widmark can now be seen in Roadhouse, and Colleen Gray's next picture will be When My Baby Smiles at Me, both 20th Century Fox productions. Leon Ames is currently appearing in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production, A Date with Judy. Freedom seems such a natural thing to us Americans that it's easy to forget that other Americans worked and fought and died that we might possess freedom. Freedom is hard to win, but easy to lose. It's up to you, as an individual American, to take active part in preserving your freedom. Vote and know for whom and for what you're voting. Take part in your community affairs. Freedom is everybody's job. Make it yours. For fun and hilarity, don't miss Camel Cigarettes' other great show over these same stations. Tomorrow night, the Jimmy Durante Show with Alan Young. And remember, Thursday night is Screen Guild night. The greatest stars and the greatest stories brought to you by Camel Cigarettes. This is Vern Smith speaking for Camel.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.